We're joined here by head coach Dan Owens of the Mercer Lady Cardinals. Take a look at the district bracket. Take a look at a couple of victories from last week, both in conference play, both at home. Both had some challenges to them. A 5-point victory over Gilman City on Valentine's night. That was Tuesday. 15-point victory on homecoming against East Harrison on Friday. So Mercer has the first round off, the first round girls tournament. Mercer tomorrow night. We'll take a look at that schedule here shortly. Mercer has until Thursday at 6 o'clock when they will play either Gilman City or East Harrison. How are you doing today, Coach?
Doing good.
We talked last week about how you weren't expecting to have Maddie Fisher, and it sounds like that was the case for the past week. So you had to really kind of find ways to win, but the girls, to their credit, they got themselves in a couple of fairly close ball games, and they found a way to get in the win column.
Well, we did. We against Gilman City, we knew that one would be a very tough game going in, and even going in a little bit shorthanded made it even more tough, made it tougher. So I was real pleased with the way a lot of our kids stepped up. I thought Gracie Rogers was really good that night. She shot the ball well, hit a couple threes, and when we had three girls in double figures with one with seven, I was pretty pleased with our balance and the way that we managed to figure out a way to win against a good team when we were a little shorthanded.
Well, and you're trying to get Maddie back. You were telling me that as far as, knee injury goes, there's nothing torn ligament-wise in there, so that's good. It sounds like there's a couple of things that are strained, but is kind of the biggest thing with her just, kind of really thankful that you don't have to play tomorrow night and you have a couple of more days to rest?
Well, certainly. It's day-to-day for her, for sure. We're going to try and do a little more today than we did last week and kind of just play it by ear and see how it goes, but I know she's really, she's been down long enough. She's ready to get back to doing some stuff, and I think we'll definitely give it a try this week.
Is it, when you're looking to see kind of where she's at, Coach, is it the side-to-side movements that would be the most challenging thing coming off of an injury like that for her?
Well, probably that, and then also I think she's concerned about jumping off of that leg, you don't necessarily have to do that much, jump off one leg during a basketball game. So I think she's going to be able to manage pretty well. She's got, mid last week, she was able to get full range of motion and all those things that are the starting point. So now we just need to get it good and loose and keep working to get her back so that she's ready to help us.
It got to be a little bit of a challenge. You got games tonight. You got games Tuesday, Wednesday. You guys play on Thursday. So pretty much the gym's being utilized. As far as getting practices in, are you going to have to utilize the old gym to kind of get some of that practice time in this week?
Well, possibly, but I don't think we're starting. We'll probably go half and half early in the week. And today we don't have school with President's Day, so we're able to get in an early practice and then the games start later, starting on Wednesday. So, our Wednesday practice will be normal, and then hopefully we can practice some after that.
I know they honored you for your years of service and your success at Mercer in the game on Friday night. The victory is one thing, but how special of a night was it for you to get that sort of recognition?
Well, it was a really, really special night for me. I had a lot of kids that I hadn't seen for a long time that were able to make it back, and that even makes it more special. It was just a real fun night. I was real proud of the way the kids played. Ashlyn Brown had one of her career nights, one of her better nights that she's had with 15, and Emma Shipley had 15. So against East Harrison, I thought we played, pretty well for the most part, and we were able to sneak that one out.
So with Gilman City and with East Harrison, Coach, my assumption is with the 4-5 seed matchup that it'll be Gilman City, but you just don't know until the game is played. That first round game is going to be tomorrow at 4:30. I know, coaches, if I say who do you want to play, you're not going to answer that question. I don't blame you for that. But it is just, the biggest thing with practice and just trying to kind of make sure everything is tuned up and ready to go for Thursday night at this point.
Well, yeah, it really is. And we're playing both of those teams for the third time. And anytime you do that, that's not an easy task either. So, it's gonna be one of those deals where any one of four or five teams in our district are very, very capable of winning it. So it's we've got a lot of balance in this year's district more so than maybe in the past few years, and so whoever plays well this week is going to be able to advance.
Where's your team? Different offense. Obviously, without Maddie, you've been winning, but the offense, you've been scoring in the 40s instead of in the 60s and 70s, and we know what a good scorer Maddie is. But aside from the fact that you just lose a score on the floor, X's and O's wise, what happens with your offense without a Maddie Fisher on the floor that you've had a kind of battle here for the last week and a half?
Well, like I said earlier, it's kind of just you expect there's going to be more balance when you're losing a 20-point scorer, and we've gotten that. We've had, Brianna Houck stepped up huge in our conference championship game, and then she had a good week this week. And as I mentioned earlier, Ashlyn Brown and Gracie Rogers have both played very well, too. And then we've got the steady performances from Emma Shipley and Rainey Michael. And, Rainey's kind of just taken that senior leadership role and kind of rolled with the way things have came out. And she's led us this week, and she's been, our leader all year long, and that's something that really showed through here in the last week or so.
You did mention, obviously you have a goal of getting to Saturday night in the championship game up there. If you can get through Thursday, you go to Saturday. Yeah, I saw Green City really look impressive in a victory 3 weeks ago or so against Gallatin. Grundy R5s have been playing much better of late as a number two seed. So there's some, if you just look at Grundy and Green City, there's some pretty good talented teams on the bottom half of the bracket.
Well, most definitely, and like I said, there are several teams that could win our district. So it's whoever plays well this week is going to be the one that goes ahead and goes on next week. So hopefully that's us, but we're going to we're going to have a good week of practice the next few days, and hopefully finish it right here towards the end of the weekend.
Some of the girls that you mentioned, Coach, had, especially over the last week, have had to step up into more of a scoring role, more of a leadership role. That has to be an encouraging thing for you when you see girls kind of step out of their comfort zone a little bit and step into some of those roles. That's going to give them confidence going into this week, I'd imagine.
Well, I hope so. You hear about teams that come back better after they lose one of their primary scorers, and when they all get back together, they have time to each, are more confident in the things that they do, and I anticipate that's a possibility with us. We don't have a whole lot of time to get into a good groove with having everybody back, with it just being a district week and postseason already. So hopefully we're able to make some quick strides to continue with what we've done with some of our younger kids and not miss a beat when Maddie comes back.
Now, Gilman City and East Harrison play 4:30 Tuesday. Winner plays Mercer at Mercer Thursday night at 6. Winner of that 6 o'clock game Thursday will play at 6 o'clock Saturday night against either Grundy R5, North Harrison, Green City, or Tri-County in the district championship game. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck in districts this week.
All right. Thanks a lot.